Good morning, sir. Please state your name and spell it for the record.
My name is Frank Castro.
Mr. Castro, where do you presently reside?
I live on Willow Street, number 199, in the Bronx.
And who do you live with, Mr. Castro?
I live there with my wife and four children.
Are you presently employed, Mr. Castro?
Not at the present time. You know, I'm in really bad shape after the accident occurred.
Well, before the accident, were you employed?
Oh yeah, of course.
What type of work did you do?
I worked at a print shop.
And how long had you been working at the print shop before the accident?
I had been working at that job for more than 7 years, and they really liked me there because I have always been an honest man and very reliable.
Yes, I understand. Now, Mr. Castro, at the time this accident occurred, was your job within walking distance from your home, or did you have to take a bus or a train?
Well, let me tell you, when I first started working at the print shop, I did live far away. That is why my wife and I decided to move to the Bronx.
Very well. Please, go on.
We were very fortunate to find an apartment that was 5 blocks from the print shop. Many times I had time to go home for lunch.
Would you say that the print shop is located in a residential or in a commercial area?
Well, in that area, there are some very nice houses, but there are more businesses than residences, so I'd say it's a commercial zone.
Now, Mr. Castro, I want you to think back to the morning of April 4th, 1983. Did you walk to work that day?
April 4th was the day of the accident? Yeah.
Yes, but did you walk to work that day?
Yes. Yes, of course I did go to work. I was very punctual. I almost never skipped work because when you have 4 children, you cannot afford missing work all the time. You know how hard it is to get a good job. On top of that, I really liked working for that company.
On that occasion, sir, how did you get to your job? Did you walk?
Yes, yes, I did walk to work like I always did.
Mr. Castro, what were the weather conditions on the morning of April 4th?
Let's see. That was a sunny morning, even though it was still a bit chilly.
Now, Mr. Castro, please tell us what happened when you got to the intersection of North and Pine Streets. The intersection you had to cross in order to get to the print shop.
Well, when I got to the corner of North and Pine, I stopped for a second to wait for the green light. As soon as the light changed, I started to cross. I swear I hadn't walked more than 3 steps when I felt a huge blow from behind. I next felt terrible pain in my left leg. I don't know exactly what happened. I only know that I fell forward. I went headlong to the pavement.
Did you lose consciousness at this time, Mr. Castro?
No, I didn't pass out, but I was quite dazed, that's for sure.
Mr. Castro, what was the first thing you noticed as you were lying there face down on the street?
Well, I remember my left leg burning a lot. I tried to move it, but I couldn't.
Did anyone come to your assistance at this time?
Quite a few people started gathering around me, and I still couldn't move my leg. Finally, someone told me not to move, that an ambulance was on its way. I did feel a little better when I heard this.
And did the ambulance eventually arrive?
Yeah, the paramedics arrived. They very carefully picked me up and placed me on a stretcher. Then, when I was still strapped to the stretcher, they put me in the ambulance and took me to the emergency room.
What happened once you were brought into the emergency room?
The nurses got there, cut off my pants, and started taking x-rays of my left leg with a portable machine they had over there. They also hooked me up to an IV and drew some blood.
Go on, Mr. Castro. What else did they do for you at the hospital?
Well, at that time, the doctor arrived and he injected me with some anesthesia. I fell asleep after that. I don't know what else happened.
Mr. Castro, did you lose consciousness at any time before the anesthesia was administered to you?
No, at no time did I lose consciousness, but the pain was so intense it almost made me cry.
I understand. When you came out of the anesthesia, what happened? How were you feeling at that time?
I felt my head was very heavy and I was kind of out of it. My leg was hurting a lot. It throbbed. When I was able to sit up on the bed, I saw that they had put a cast on me all the way from my big toe to my groin.
And how long did you have to stay at the hospital, Mr. Castro?
I was there for about a week.
During your stay at the hospital, what else did the doctors do for you, if anything?
They didn't do much, really. The orthopedist came to see me the next day and explained to me that, according to the x-rays, it looked like I had a broken femur or possibly a broken tibia or fibula, but they were not sure yet.
Did they tell you anything else at that time, Mr. Castro?
As it turned out, I had in fact broken my femur. I also had a dislocated knee joint.
I understand. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Castro. We're all done here.
You're welcome.
This is the end of the exercise.